One in Skak, Dan Sigak, Yo, a Saminak, it's Dom Scott now. Wow. Bill LeBlanc, Relic, and Sigasun. Here again for another episode of Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, where I have a special guest each and every Sunday morning to teach you guys a little bit of Nehewe Wind. So today's special guest is Dolores Rain. Dansi and Tato Wow, Dolores.
Buenanto.
So first off, tell our listeners a little bit about your background, about maybe, you know, where you grew up, what community you're from, and how where you learned the language, things like that.
I just want to introduce myself. My Cree name is Giskauskul. I'm from Muscogees. That's my hometown, and that's where I grew up. I was born in Ponoka, Alberta, and raised in Muscogees, Alberta. And I am a fluent Cree speaker, and I'm also a certified Cree language instructor.
Miwasin. So you've been teaching for in Muscogees for a while then?
I taught for many years in Muscogees for the schools there.
Mm.
And I branched out. I taught for University of Calgary. And also taught for Bow Valley College and also Grant McEwen College.
Oh, miwasin. Okay, so you've been teaching the Cree language to all sorts of different age groups and whatnot, right? Well, I do want to say hi, Kidanaskopton, for coming in today and being a guest. And we thought we would start off the show by, we talked a little bit off air about the sounds and how important those sounds are when you're first learning the language. Maybe we'll start there.
In our language, in our Cree language, we have four vowels. And those vowels are A, E, E, O. And we have 10 consonants in our language. And those consonants are P, T, C, H, K, M, N, S, and Y, and W, and sometimes O, W.
Did we hit T? Did we hit T?
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. T Mina. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10 consonants, okay.
Yeah, 10 consonants, yeah.
Now, when I first started my language journey, this is where I started. I started with syllabics because it was important to me to be able to pronounce the words properly. So maybe we'll go over some of those individual sounds, I think. So starting with the P sound, the P.
So we start with the P sound and we say pa, pe, pi, po. And then with the T sound, we say ta, te, ti, to. And then with the K sound, we say ka, ke, ki, ko. And then with the CH sound, we say cha, te, ji, to. And then we say ma, me, mi, mo. Na, ne, ni, no. Sa, se, si, so. Ya, ye, yi, yo.
And it's already starting to sound like the Brian McDonald song for me. Can you sing the syllabic song for us, just even if it's only a couple bars of it?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, let's do it.
A e I o pa pe pi po da te ti to ka ke ki ko cha te ti to ma me mi mo na ne ni no sa se si so ya, yeah, yo.
Amazing. I remember, you know, you hear this is a big thing for our little ones, our all of our children, right? That's how they learn the language first, is by learning the consonants and the vowels and things like that. Now, when you're teaching in schools, do you guys teach from syllabic or do you guys teach from what we call the SRO?
If it is a full syllabic immersion program, we teach from the syllabics. If it is a Roman orthography basic Cree program, we use the Roman orthography.
Mm.
But in any Cree language course, we teach using the syllabic chart. That's how we teach the language, because every student has to know the four vowels and the 10 consonants when we teach.
Yes, and it's so thin. I understand. So I know I've taken a couple of the online courses through Musquechese Educational. Probably a relative of yours, Jolene Rain, I think, was one of the teachers, right? Likely a relative of yours that was teaching that. And I know that their fundamental is based around the syllabics of learning that first, which is absolutely awesome. Now, we are got a little bit of time before the first segment kicks off. So today we decided we're going to work on some conversational words. So the first word that we would say when we're greeting each other is usually...
Danse,
right? So,
or dansegia.
Yeah. So, danse, of course, has a few different meanings and behind it, right? Like some people, you'll hear it. Sometimes people use it as a hello, but more commonly as like a how are you, I guess, right? But I noticed that in my language journey, you'll hear that word just almost like the word how in a sentence. Like you said, dansegia. Like, how are you, right? And when you're learning that word, I notice that a lot of the question words, I guess we'll call them, tend to start with that whole dan prefix, I guess we'll call it, right? So what's another one that you can teach our listeners besides one of the other question words, I guess we'll say?
Danse sigasoyin means, what is your name?
Danse sigasoyin, what is your name? And that would be, I guess, in what they call the conjunct, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then I know a lot of times we're taught to, in the independent, to say, Danse Kitsigasun, for what is your name? But essentially, they're both correct. Am I right?
Okay.
Okay. Kitapuam. Okay.
Kitapuam means yes.
We are just getting started here for Coffee and Cree with Dolores Rain. Teaching us some conversational words, teaching us some very fundamental stuff about Nehewewin and the Cree language. And we'll be right back after the break with more Bigate Wapoy Egwa
Nehewewin.